Micah chapter 2. Woe to those who devise iniquity and work evil on their beds. When the morning is light, they practice it, because it is in the power of their hand. In other words, they make their plans while they're lying on their beds, and then when it's morning, they get up and do it. So this is what the Bible keeps on teaching, that what you think is then what you do. And that is why the Bible gives this huge emphasis on the importance of the heart or the mind. And that is what Christianity is really all about, what we think about in our heart. And Jesus talks a lot about this, that if you think, for example, hateful things about your brother in your heart, it is as if you've killed him. They covet fields and seize them. So there they are, one night, coveting a field. How I wish that were mine, like Ahab did with Naboth's vineyard. And then in the morning, I'll go and get that. And houses, they coveted houses. And then they take them away. And they oppress a man and his family, even a man and his inheritance. Therefore, thus says Yahweh, behold, I am planning against these people a disaster from which you will not remove your necks, neither will you walk proudly, for it is an evil time. So, normally people would say, well, that's bad what the person did, that he, for example, took somebody's house away from them. But God says, what was wrong was that you thought about it and then you did it. So God again sees the importance of thinking and the heart. In that day they will take up a parable against you and lament with a sad lamentation, saying, we are utterly ruined, my people's possession is divided up. Indeed, he takes it from me and assigns our fields to traitors. Therefore you will have no one who divides the land by lot in the assembly of Yahweh. In other words, you go and take away other people's property, well, you will lose your property when the invasion comes, and you lose your land completely. Don't preach, they preach. Don't preach about these things. Disgrace will not overtake us. So, whenever you preach the truth, you find people will oppose you. That's why they told Micah, like they told Amos, go away. Don't tell us these things. And Paul says to the Galatians, am I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? If you speak up for what is true, people will not like it. So what Paul says, he says that to some people what we preach is like a very beautiful smelling incense and they love it. But for other people, they think it smells awful. Shall it be said, O house of Jacob, is the spirit of Yahweh restrained? Are these his doings? Don't my words do good to him who walks blamelessly? But lately my people have risen up as an enemy. You strip the robe and clothing from those who pass by, confidently assuming that they aren't in danger. You drive the women of my people out from their pleasant houses. From their young children you take away my blessing forever. Arise and depart, for this is not your resting place, because of your uncleanness that destroys, even with a grievous destruction. So God is saying, look, because you're carrying on like this to other people, I'm going to drive you out of this land. If a man walking in a spirit of falsehood lies, I will prophesy to you of wine and of strong drink. He would be the prophet of this people. So they just wanted to listen to any old prophet who told them what they wanted to hear. And that is, unfortunately, how it is. So Paul talks about people having itching ears. They just want to hear what they want to hear. And when you're preaching the gospel and God's word and God's ways to people, you can't think, I'm not going to tell them this because they won't like it. You've got to tell them as it is and how it is. I will surely assemble Jacob, all of you. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. I will put them together as the sheep of Bozrah, as a flock in the midst of their pasture. They will swarm with people. He who opens the breach goes up before them. They break through and pass the gate and go out. And their king passes on before them with Yahweh at their head.